Okay, the topic for this year, very apropos for our sponsorship, the Yocheved Tannenbaum, she was born as Yocheved, which she's named after, way long ago, was born as they entered Mitzrayim. And now, so that wasn't a Chazara of Mitzrayim, that was the first time the Jews really went to Mitzrayim Mechlal, but now are we allowed to go back? So that's the question. Going back to Mitzrayim, we'll see why that connects to this week's Parsha, Parshas Maaseh, a little bit later. The Isser for Chazar to Mitzrayim takes place three times in the Torah. The Pasuk in Shmos, Vayomer Moshe al Am al Tiro, Yisatzur Rus Yeshuat Hashem, Asher Yatzel Lachem Ayom Ki Asher Yisem Es Mitzrayim Ayom Lo Sasifu Derosam Od Ad Olam. The next Pasuk says, Rak Lo Yarbe Lo Susim Velo Yashu Vesa Am Mitzrayim Laman Harbo Sus. Right, Vashem Amar Lachem Losa Sifu Lashuv Baderech Hazeh. Oh, that's in Parshas HaMelech. They're told that they're not allowed to have too many horses because horses come from Mitzrayim. And finally, in the Tochacha, Dvarim Kaf Ches, it says that Hashem will return you to Mitzrayim. He's threatening us that if we don't perform properly the mitzvahs, Hashivcha Hashem Mitzrayim Be'onios, Baderech Asher Amarti Lecha Lososif Od Lerosa. Right, in the way that it was said, that I promise you're not going to go back. I said you're not going to go back. You will go back. Mismachartem sham in Mitzrayim will be sold by Vechel Avadim Lishvachos Ve'en Kona.
Mismachartem does not mean you will be sold. Look at Rashi.
Okay. So these are the three psukim that talk about the Isser of going to Mitzrayim. It's not clear. Only one pasuk really sounds like it's a real problem. The other two sound like it's a story. Right, the pasuk in Shmos is like, it's going to be great, you're going to be saved, and you don't have to worry about ever seeing Mitzrayim again, and the Jews then said, shoo, right? And then the pasuk in the Tochacha was that, oh, you'll be going back to Mitzrayim if you don't behave, and the Jews then said, oy vey. And then it sounds like the real Isser is the Isser in the Parshas HaMelech, that there's an Isser go to, it's not even a formally said Isser, right? It's said in sort of a Derech Agav, that the reason the Isser is to not get Susim, right? If you get Susim, that might cause a problem because you're going back to Mitzrayim. So it's hard to, if he's really Surim, if he's not really Surim, what's the gather of this Isser? We also have to explore other problems. There was always a very large Jewish presence in Mitzrayim, including the Rambam himself. These are the things that we're going to discuss tonight. Okay? Famous Gemara in Sukkah says, Tanya Rebbe is Mar Makom too, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Misha Lo Ra, Gulustun, Shalatzandria, Shal Mitzrayim, Lo Ra, the Chodin Shi Yisrael, and see the Shul in Mitzrayim. In Alexandria of Mitzrayim, never saw the honor of Israel. Amru, came in Basilki Gedola, was like a giant basilica. Stav with Nimistav. Okay, the two rows, inner rows and outer rows. Hamu Shayuba, Shishim Ribo, Kiflaim, Kiyote, Mitzrayim, there was a huge amount of people just in the shul. Bayuba, Shivin Ve'echad Kachrados Shel Zahav, Kineged Shivin Ve'echad Shel Sanhedrin Gedola. There's a beautiful gold there. Kolachas Vachas in the Plusim, Yesrim Ve'echad Libel. This is not just cheap gold, this is expensive gold. They described how large it was, that they would have to wave a Sudar so people would be able to answer, no one to answer Ame. And they did not sit mixed. Yoshvim Uravin, Allah, they did not sit mixed among each other. Rather, all the different areas were grouped according to the profession. Al Zahavim b'nei Atzman, Kasavim b'nei Atzman, Nafachim b'nei Atzman, Tarsim b'nei Atzman, Gardim b'nei Atzman. When a poor person came in, Kishani Nichnas Sham, he knew what his job was. He had a Makir Balei Amunas, he recognized where the section was for his appropriate employment. Misham Parnas also, Parnasas on Shebeso. And then they were rich and they were able to support each other. You see, they were so large that they were able to have large groups of professions. Obviously, this is also implying that the community was successful financially as well. So there's a very successful community. So the Gemara is going to ask, what happened to them? Bakulu, Katalinu, Alexandra, Moktun. Alexander of Macedon killed them all. Now, this is a little bit difficult to understand because the truth is, Alexandria is named after Alexander Macedon. Okay, Alexander the Great built it. It didn't exist before Alexander the Great. It sounds like there's a long-standing community. Alexander died at the age of 33, right? There's not that much time for him to accomplish, building a city and killing the successful Jews there. That's not likely what happened. So the truth is that there was another Alexander later on, in the time of the Romans. Okay, and some people say this is the Maritz Chius in the place. Says that the Abarbanel already pointed out, Shari Alexander Mokdon Bona Alexandrus and Nikres Al Shmo Kimoshidarshu Medrash Breishis Rabba, Piskav Yada, Kayin, Maidachsiv, Karu Bishmosam, Ali Admos, Alexandria. So he describes that Alexander built Alexandria, so it's not shy that he was the one who destroyed it. And the truth is, he says, it really should be a fellow called Turkinus, okay, some Roman later on. Now it's interesting because if you look at the Medrash as it goes on, he says, look what happened. He says, Alexander killed them. Why? Because they were over on this pasuk. And he went back. When he came, this emperor, whoever this emperor was, he found they were reading this pasuk. Now, interestingly enough, the pasuk goes on to say, "Kasher yideh hanasher." Nasher is very often compared to Rome, so also likely not to be a Greek person who came to kill them off, rather some sort of Roman. So he said, "Hey, wait a second, I was supposed to get here in 10 days, I got here in 5 days, I came here like a Nesher, that's great, they must be talking about me," to carry them off. So he fell upon them and killed them off, and that was how the community in Alexandria ended. Interestingly enough, the Wikipedia article that I looked up to see what Alexandria was all about points out that, like, it's not that long, but it says the first thing is like how Alexander built it, and the second thing it mentions how many Jews there were there. Like, it's like 20% of the article on Wikipedia is about the Jewish presence in Alexandria. So obviously it was a very, very significant community. This was, and this is in Egypt. Didn't they violate the Psukim? That's the question. So if you look at the Rambam, we'll skip three, go to four, and in Malachim he says, it's Mutter Lishkon, B'chol HaOlam Chutz Me'eret Mitzrayim. We're allowed to live everywhere except for Mitzrayim. Min HaYam HaGadol, Ve'ad HaMa'arov, Arba Me'os Parsa, Arba Me'os Parsa. So where is Egypt? Egypt is a dimension of, in the land of Egypt, for 400 Parsa by 400 Parsa, that is where Egypt is located. That is the only place in the world that's Aser. And Farshim asks, hey, there's another place that's Aser in the world to live. Where's that? Bukhara. Yericho. Right? Because those are another place that they are going to go. What? It's not a settler there? So he says, where is this place located? Kineged Eretz Kush, Kineged HaMidbar. Right? There's only Kush, which is in the south, and everything else is Sahara Desert. There's no significant nations there. So what's interesting is, how do they figure out where the borders of Egypt are located? This is a trivia question. So there was a constant war going on between Kush and Mitzrayim, the Medrash of Vayikra says. It was figured out why wherever there's Sephardim, Jeremiah Sephardim, that was known to be Egypt, and when the Sephardim didn't enter past that point, that resolved the border war. Like, that's what the Medrash brings down. Really? Okay, the Kushim were waiting at the border. They quickly, put up a fence. So that's a cute Medrash, just to have some ideas. Okay, so he goes on and he says, that's Aser, Shoshim Makobos is here at Tarish Shalashim in Mitzrayim. And he quotes our psukim, Shnemar lo sasifun lashul baderach hazeod, lo sasif oder osa, lo sasifun ler osam, orar olam. And then he says, Alexandria is b'chal ha'isa. Alexandria is included in the Isa. I don't know what to make of that havamina. Is it the fact that Alexandria didn't exist in the time of when the Torah asserted it, right? Based on what we said, Alexandria the Great built it.
It may not have been Alexandria at the time, but it was part of it.
He implied that there was no yeshiv there. The article implied that he built it, implying that there was like an empty lot.
But it was empty.
Like the mounds out there.
It was still in the borders of Egypt.
So that may varf ahead though. You have to answer, what's the havamina that we would think that Alexandria is not part of the Isser, part of Mitzrayim? To say that any city he would have named, they have the same Shiloh. There's some Havamina that apparently that wouldn't be. And I don't have an answer to this question, but the truth is, whatever the answer to that question may be, the answer to why there was such a Jewish settlement there, that may have been their mistake. Right? It might have been the mistake of the Jews in Alexandria to think it was not part of the Isser. Clarifies the story, it's so good that it is part of the Isser. But I don't know really what to make of it. So we move on to the Rambam. He says, here's some of the rules of living in Egypt. Muta lachzor l'eretz Mitzrayim, l'schoro v'la pachmata. So our heterim, if you're going for business, right? You want to buy linen, they have linen there, with pachmata, setting up shops. V'lichvosh aretzos acheros, you're allowed to go there and use Egypt as a stepping stone against the conqueror Kush, which you mentioned earlier. But ain Isser Ella Lishakei Hashem. The Isser is to settle in Mitzrayim.
What about the Isser about the horses?
What's your question? What is?
There was an Isser to buy horses from Mitzrayim.
So saying why?
So why he's but he's allowing all sorts of other business pursuits.
So I saw that some brought down. Where did I see this? I saw this in the Mechas Asher. Brought some Rishon down that said that to buy. Oh, the Isser is Lahashiv is Ha'am. In other words, the Isser with horses apparently is like Lahashiv is Ha'am. I don't have a great answer. To return the whole nation as a nation, you bring something like that down. He addresses that issue. It's in the right behind you, in the Michas Asher. And again, that's a particular Isser on the Melech, I guess. I don't know. I'm not sure the answer to the question. Very good question.
Is it specific Isser to buy horses from Mitzrayim, or is it just the Yarbolo Sussim because he may come to
the Mitzrayim? The Mepharshim bring down, Rashi and Sanhedrin, and I think Rashi and Sanhedrin bring down, that Sussim are prevalent in Mitzrayim, and since we don't want the whole reason to Aser Ribui Sussim is so that there should not be a return.
Right, I understand. Does that mean even the Sussim that he has is not allowed to buy from Mitzrayim? He's allowed to have some horses.
Right,
can he buy those from Mitzrayim?
I don't know the answer to that. Yeah.
Or is there a specific Isser to buy horses from Mitzrayim?
I don't know.
Okay.
So it says like this. In the actual leshev lishakei Hashem, ain bo ma'isa. So he says, why are you not lokeh? Because what's going to happen? You're going to go to Mitzrayim. Going to Mitzrayim is not asa. This is only when you decide to settle there. And there's a whole din on this, exactly how that takes place. What if you go at the same time? And what if your mind is in? I'm not getting to the pratim of that. But the point is, there's no malchus on this, because when you go there, what you're doing is you're basically, you're going there. There's no isa. That's not lishakei. And when you lishakei, there's no ma'isa. It's like, you know. Okay, we're here, we're staying. You know, that's not a ma'isa. So you don't get malchus for this issa, but it shows it is a real issa. Okay? He goes on to say, V'yirali, she'im kavash eretz Mitzrayim melech Yisrael. The Jewish king conquers Mitzrayim, al pi beistin, she'im muteres, then Mitzrayim will become a mutter place for Jews to live. And the issa is, v'yirali lashuv v'yichidim, it's not, the only individual people are not allowed to go there, but you're allowed to have a nation under a Melech Israel control Mitzrayim. Or to live there and when you're in the control of the Akum. And the reason why is because Maaseh Mukukal Yosef Mikol Aretzos, because the land is corrupt. There's something corrupt about he says in the same language, the Maasim are Mekukalim, it sounds like the people, but then he says Yosef Mikol Aratza. So what's the worst part? Is the people that are bad there, or something bad about the land there? So we'll get into that. Shedemar Kemaisa Aretz Mitzrayim. So the problem is obviously that the Rambam lived there, right? The Rambam lived there, Gedolim lived there, many people lived in Mitzrayim. What's the hetter for them to have lived in Mitzrayim? So if you look at Margolias Hayam number 5, he says, V'ne b'kaftor b'ferach, I bracket it off. It says, the kaftor b'ferach brings down, v'shamati b'mitzrayim, pi harav, Rav Shmuel, acha mibnei banav shal harambam. Here from one of the descendants of the Rambam, I don't know if it's literally a grandson, or it's a Ben Acharben. The Rambam may achosim shmo be'gera as shlucha. When he would write a letter, send an email, he had a heading. This is what he wrote at the end, footer. I am Messiah, my kosev ha'over the whole yom shlosha lavim. He would write that every day I'm over 3 lavim. Okay, obviously he's referring to these 3 lavim. So the Margolias Hayam is a great source to look for things like this, because he was very academic and he's like, okay, let's see if this actually really holds water. Amnam, anachlo matzino chasimazu, gamba achas meigrosa. We have the geros of the Rambam. You know, if you look in the Rav Moshe, and he's going to write like what a great gadol the person is, and he lives in Brooklyn, and your friend Rav Moshe, he writes all of these things. And if there's something he wants to write to wish him a happy Pesach, then he adds that to the tshuva. And you see that chayin of a chayin, and tshuva is rishon him all the time. The letters are printed as is, not just the body. So you would think that we once find a letter like this. Right? Something. And we have nothing like that. The Shuvas the Rambam are that we have, the Mesiyas B'yadeinu, do not have this. The Gamsha HaNemar, A, so B, A doesn't stand up to reality. We don't see that. B, that gam anemar she'over b'chol yom gimel avim, it's not meduyok. Im ki iser zem muskar gimel pa'amim b'torah, not over gimel lavin. The Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs brings down as one lav, right? It's just three l'shonot of iser to that lav. Right? Who built the menorah? Im ki iser zem muskar gimel pa'amim b'torah, yinil v'chashim ha'ramam v'gimel lavin. Acha she'posuk echad. One pasuk is not really, like we pointed out before, Eino tzav, and zerach sibor v'altochal, kasher v'isa mitzrayim ayom, the sheni, is nemar b'derach tochacha for an onish, v'eshiv Hashem mitzrayim v'od niyos, b'derach Hashem marti l'cha, v'sosif od l'rosa. Nishar eifo, then if so, there's only left one pasuk, the pasuk by the melech, rak lo yar belo susim, lo yashiv esha mitzrayim, lo man har bo sus. V'ashem amal lachem lo sasim, lo shu b'derach hazeh od. Shezuv signon azara, that sounds like an issa, right? Again, not even that issa, it sounds like the Yisr of Susan, not even the Yisr of Melech. Right? V'lachin, higdimu ha-Rambam b'sefer ha-mitzvos, u'muzer sh'Rabbeinu ha-Gadol yavu lafushi la'avi. And it's not the style of the Rambam to like, who's very meduyik in his language, to like, make a la'avim, right? To increase la'avim, just to pile on.
Unless he's thinking of three different modes of living, like in a sukkah. Mm-hmm. You know, you eat in the sukkah, you sleep in the sukkah.
So what would you suggest
here? You learn in the sukkah. So he's in Mitzrayim. He's sleeping in Mitzrayim. He's eating in Mitzrayim. He's working.
Oh, you think Gimel Lavin isn't even referring to? It's not even referring to the sukkah themselves.
Right.
One lav, and I'm doing it in three different ways. And you can say you can then take off that. Why you want to stop at 3,000? I'm banking in Mitzrayim. I'm golfing in Mitzrayim.
Well, how do we define living in a sukkah?
Well, he said he said leave the
hair. You have to sleep in the sukkah. You have to eat in the sukkah.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Dude, that's all male and everybody. You know, then
yeah.
It's just eating and sleeping. Okay. So that's two.
But I don't know. Let's assume it's correct. That doesn't answer the question.
Wait, so what question?
Let's say the Rambam did sign that he's a hypocrite. So what, now what?
What did you so?
What was his hat?
Oh, so we're gonna get to that. That's the shear. That's the rest of the shear.
What?
That's the rest of the shear.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay, so the truth is, let's say he did sign it, or let's say he didn't sign it, never existed. The point is, he lived there, and there were Jews who lived there, even though the Rambam didn't live there. There are other Jews who live there. Are there heterim for this Israel? I remember a couple of years ago, I was one of my students in Yeshiva took a trip to Mitzrayim.
So really?
Yeah, that was his like post-Israel bash, was going to Mitzrayim before he went home. Wonderful way. Baruch Hashem, he turned out okay, this boy. But, you know, I was there like, you know, it's one thing to head home via like Auschwitz, like some people, they're like Mitzrayim, like what's, you know, it's a great introduction to college. But anyway, so there are several heterim. The first heter is very odd. Don't understand it very much at all. I looked through maps to see if this could be correct, and it didn't make sense to me. But I'll throw it out. This is the brings down that if you're living in Cairo, it wouldn't be so bad. The Isser wasn't chal in Cairo. Apparently, Cairo wasn't the capital city. Watch what he says. Because I call panim nira the imbiyad hayarid Mitzrayim ha'ashochim ba livchor lagur b'kahir. Let's say the guy can choose to live in Cairo. Min adin shi'adiv lagur b'kahir al yeter ha'arim. The Yeruah, because look in the sefer Eruch Lechem to the Mahari Kash. Right, I never would have found that myself. The sefer lay b'pshitas she'ir al kahira inena b'shetach ha'iser. The chihi malchus acheres kimo kaputkia. It's a different nation. It wasn't Mitzrayim. It was Kaputkia. Okay, that wasn't included. And the 400 by 400 shatach, okay, and he says v'gam reinu gedolei olam shedaru v'shachnu b'yirsho al kihira v'lo chashashu l'gimu halavim v'tzonu beidus l'zoz lomar shal kain bachu gedolei olam mishkon b'yirsho kahir k'dei shelo yavru al gimu lavim. And he brings down later on, does he say, I don't see it in front of me right now, oh, v'itachan yizoy asiba sharamam zah Achrei Yeshuva Yashvu Shanim Misbar Balzandria Ocher Dirasa Nusham Ve'aver Lagur B'Kahir. Okay, the Hainu Shachika Lozos Hidamus. He wanted to wait for the opportunity to move to Kahir. The lesson is because Cairo isn't there. So there was a great, doesn't answer Alexandria, but it can answer why Jews would live in Cairo. So that is a heter. We'll say that is a limited heter. Okay, it's still with Aser Mitzrayim for and
how much area is actually 400 prasim by 400 prasim?
A parsa is 10 mil, right? It's 4 mil, right? I think so, right? 4 mil. So a meal is how long it takes to walk in 18 minutes.
It's 2,000 hours.
It's 2,000 hours. Okay, so it's 4,000 feet. So 4,000 feet times, you know?
That's 4,000 feet times 4, which is 16,000 times 400, right?
But we're dealing with feet now. 16,000 is 3 miles.
So it's 1,200 miles by 1,200 miles.
That's a huge.
It's not so huge.
No.
So it's possible if Cairo's not in that area.
Right, but if you look at it, you'd have to like shift the whole like, map.
Just where do you put that 1,200 by 1,200 square? I mean, you just started from that.
The maps that I was looking at, the dot micro and stuff like that before this year, don't seem to say like that.
Where is Cairo in relation to the Nile?
It's like there's like the Nile spreads into like fingers like towards the top, and it's like right there at the base, you know. And Goshen was closer to Eretz Yisrael.
Oh really?
Yeah. I mean, according to the dot micro maps. Anyone have the Atlas dot micro?
Yeah.
So look at it at home, and you'll see the where it's located. Okay. Okay, that's the first hetter. Hetter number two, Mar Malkum 7. Okay, so Rav Soloveitchik brings down that the Rambam lived in Mitzrayim. This is not Rav Soloveitchik, this is the Rishimus and Shurim. It's written by the Talmid Rav Reichman, who's actually in this building yesterday for the Bris. So he says like this. He says, "Hu atzmo gar sham shanim rabos achim niftar." I thought, did he die in Eretz Yisrael?
He's buried in Eretz Yisrael.
So the donkey brought him here. Yeah. Okay, fine. But he died. He lived his life in Mizraim. Fine. Okay. So he says like this. Why did the Rambam live there? She also my yomim ha'isa Mizraim merkas gadol akaroyim. There are a lot of karoyim there. But in the season, so Ashos rabbis from the Israel Ashkofaseyam, they were converting people to Karaitism. Hamukukalos v'lachein dar haRambam b'Mitzrayim k'dil hatzel nefashim b'nei Yisrael achim miyada karoyim v'uvdehi. It's a fact that the Rambam was very successful at this, changing people to back into shomer mitzvahs al pi misaraseinu. So, well, it's a possible reason why he lived there. Yeah, but this, maybe why he decided to stay. We'll see that some people say that also he was forced and this and that. But so Rav Soloveitchik is suggesting that, you know, if it was a real Isser, maybe he would have ran away, and would have figured out a way to get out of there. But basically, this is saying that the Heter to live there would be Pikuach Nefesh for the Jews who are not supposed to live there, right? In other words, it's kind of like people say, why Rabbanim live in America, right? Like, why is that Rav Sitzioni live in America? The answer is, he has Kielos in America. This is obviously a much worse situation, because not us who live in America, it's us who live in Egypt. But the point is, the Rambam had to do battle with the Metzias. The Metzias was there a lot of people going off the Derech, and therefore, again, a very, very limited heter in its scope. The note on the bottom, I think they're written by Rav Kurtz, who actually taught in my high school. The nearer the low ayaba zed dafka heter shall tell us nefash misrael. He says, it's not pshat really, like we just said, which is pikuach nefesh. Really, maybe the pshat's a little different. Maybe it's a different mechanism that's going on here. It's not that, you know, pikuach nefesh don't call averos and some kind of nefashos of Jews converting on mass would be that problem. Maybe it's meikar adedina lo nesa lo lashavas mitzrayim. Maybe it was with the Mitzrayim, because the yeshiva Mitzrayim with tzarach zeh is nechshavas lashuv la'aretz Mitzrayim be'iser. It's not considered to live in Mitzrayim be'iser, because chazara ba'avurat salas nefashos is not any worse than going for schar and pragmatia. Right? In other words, if you're not going lishtakeh, but for a turn your purpose, it could be that there's a heter meikar adin. In other words, if you're going there for kiruv, akorchach, you're not going there for lishtakeh. So it could be that from the Rambam's din himself, right, the scope of pragmatia would also include the business of kiruv, and therefore it could be mutter meikar hadin. If you go, Sicilia brings down a similar thing, and then he quotes what Matis was saying. Of course, the Ridbaz is that Rambam was anus haya apia malchus, because he was the rofer of melech v'lasarim. Okay, this is Mar Malkum 8. Next page. U'mamshich v'kosef u'mazbir aleh didei shegam kein yoshev mitzrayim v'gam ani nisyashati sham zman meruba lomo torah. This is the Rambam is saying. V'lamati v'kavati sham yeshiva med yeshiva. This is the Ridbaz talking now. And I also lived there, and then I came to Mitzrayim. V'yeter alkein kosev arayt the Ridbaz. That ain't iser lav the lotosifu lerosam. Oh, liyoshvei Mitzrayim. Okay, he says like this. There's no iser for the yoshvei Mitzrayim to be there, because they're sitting there one generation after. You got the next Mar Malkum. And he says, the Ribbaz finally says that the Rambam lived there. This is very interesting. The history, according to the way the Ribbaz describes it, is because he ran away from the Cherev of Shmad. That's the first thing. And then he got to Mitzrayim. But I don't think the Rambam was originally from Mitzrayim. Okay,
he was originally from Spain.
From what?
Spain.
From Spain. Spain, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's originally from Spain. I thought he was like from Morocco.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Because his Rebbe was the Rif. Fez, right? His grand Rebbe, his father's Rebbe, my mom's Rebbe. Right? The Chutz Mashayah La'acham Mikan Anus Apia Malchus Harein Matzah Kar Nir Chav L'Fan of Lagos as a Karayim. And then, this is like kind of what the Matzah say. He was forced, he was stuck there, but at least he found what to do with the Karayim when he was there. So again, he was kind of in a no-win situation, but the reason he was able to stay there, the Heter, was because he was able to destroy the Karayim. He's Lahakos a Karayim in Mitzrayim, L'daki Osam, Arafar, L'hamir, Hadas, Al-Tila. Okay, so that's a couple of Heterim. Those are very, very limited Heterim. We'll try to blast through the rest of the Heterim quickly. I don't know how much time, how late we started, I just lost track. So, but I'll try to rush through this. Rabbeinu Bechaya. Rabbeinu Bechaya brings down that the mitzvah of the Yisr, of going back to Mitzrayim, is only L'shah. It's only in the time of the Jews who lived in Mitzrayim. Obviously, he argues on the Rambam. Only door midbar is aser. That means we don't have this lav bichlal, right? That's a huge chiddush. And what does he do with the Gemara and Sukkah? So Shavel in the notes and the bottom actually brings down a very interesting point that the Gemara in Gittin brings down a story about a certain city in Mitzrayim, and it was known for its piety, right? The value of the currency dropped, so they did a cheshbon and nefesh, and they found that someone was nichshal and arayis. And when they knocked that person off and killed that person who was nichshal and arayis, the shahr improves. And they bring story after story about how great that city is, and I think it's on Menzayin and Gittin. And they said, well, if they're so great, why are they destroyed? So what we think the answer should be, they're destroyed because they went to Mitzrayim, right? Everybody who lives in Mitzrayim gets destroyed. So like the other story. But no, it doesn't say that. It says because they didn't miss Avel and Yerushalayim. That's why. So Shavel brings down, oh, so you see, the truth is, the Gemara, it's really a machlokas, right? The Gemara in Gittin that doesn't bring down that as the reason why they were destroyed, must be chalak on the Gemara and Sukkah, and therefore they hold there really is no issur of living with Mitzrayim Bechlal. It's only an issur for the Jews in Mitzrayim's time. It makes sense that there should be an issur like that. You see, there was a tension in the Midbar, but as they were going through the desert, there was a big tension in the Midbar. The Jews always were trying to go back to Mitzrayim, and that was always the next part. It could be that the problem was ingratitude, or it could be the problem was trying to get the Jews on to move on. Yeah.
The city of Mitzrayim that the Gemara is talking about, that's the Jewish city.
Was it a Jewish city? It seemed like a Jewish city because it seemed like the kfar. The Gemara is describing it as a Jewish city.
It is.
I can't tell you. It is for sure. But the point is, it has all the makings of a typical Gemara about a Jewish city. They did this in the city, and they were great for this in the city. Well, they're so great in the city. I can't tell you who was the leadership in the city. I mean, even Alexandria, it wasn't a Jewish city.
Because Yeshaya talks about five cities in Israel that became great for us. They were
enjoying. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So that the first one is that would be the broadest heter of all. According to Rabbeinu Bechaya, we have to go for the limited heter, the broadest heter. Rabbeinu Bechaya says l'shah, it doesn't count. But then he says, well, there's who disagree, and it could be that the mitzvah is haladoros, right? And the mitzvah is ladoros, and we still have a problem. But he says maybe the heter to go to Mitzrayim. Why people live in Mitzrayim today? Because he says it can't be that there's these huge communities and people aren't giving mussar about it. If it's nisid or ice to live in a certain place, you would think it'd be spoken about a little bit more. So he says, well, even if it's ladoros, the issur is only when you come from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim to go back the derech that the Jews, came on. Now the ritva.
That's issur to go anyplace.
What?
That's issur to go anyplace.
To go, well, whatever hetero you would have to leave Eretz Yisrael, what?
We said pragmatia and sorority.
The other hetero to leave Eretz. Paul's going to bring down seven, many hetero.
Get married,
yeah. A little more Torah. You wouldn't be allowed to do that from Yisrael.
You would not be allowed to
do that. L'chaira. I mean, otherwise, you're right. The Yisrael wouldn't begin. So the Yisrael would be to go from Eretz, but if you come from you know, Morocco to Mitzrayim, it's going to be mutter. The Ritva, brings this down. If you look at Heter number 5 on Maran Makom 11, he says again, yeah, the Isser is only the Holos Vodera Chahi. Now, the Divrei Shaul, Rav Shaul Nathanson, brings down what, the reason that this, I'm giving the Shir of this week, Parshas Maaseh, is he says it's more than just that. It's more than just that the Isser is to go from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. The Isser is to go from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim via the exact route that they took. And he brings down, that's why this week's Parsha brings down the Masalos. Everyone knows, sorry, wants to know why they're Masalos. Why do we have to list the 50 Psukim, 60 Psukim? Like, what's the whole point of that whole part? Yeah, just to bring out the shame of 42 of them, right? Whatever you mean. These are very practical halachic reasons. We need to know, if you want to be over the Isser, right? This is how you do it. You go back, go backwards, right? Read the Psukim backwards as a guidepost. And if you do that, then you'll be over, then you'll, that's the way you'll be over the Isser. That's something for your Shabbos table. Okay? Or if you see your head back that way, you know, skip a masa, right? By the way, you have to be crazy to go back that way because, you know, they were like, it's not a normal way of going, you know? I mean, it's 38, whatever. So, anyway.
The Gemara doesn't really, it's only in the Rishonim you find this discussion. The Gemara doesn't talk about
it. The only Gemara is always is Sukkot and Alf.
Really?
Sukkot and Alf is the Gemara, yeah. So another answer the Ritva brings down, this is Heter number 6. They're different cities, okay? He says, Osan Ayaros, Kfar Nisbalbulu V'Nechrevu. And the cities that are there currently, Elo Ayaros, Acheros, Hen Yisyashu, Acherechein. That would be a kashan in Alexandria also, I would think, right? I mean, if the Isser is the cities in Mitzrayim, Alexandria didn't exist yet, right? And starkly everyone says that. So, it's a kashya in the Gemara and Sukkah, and again, maybe you have to go to Gemara and Gittin, but if you go over there, maybe you don't have an Isser at all. Okay, and two more Heterin. And finally, the Heter of the Ritva is a very logical Heter. It says, once Hashem sent this out of Eretz Yisrael to Golos, there's no difference between one Goyish nation and another Goyish nation. The Isser is Mevutal. Maybe the Jews come back, or maybe until B'ezha Mashiach. I don't know.
So he's saying it's only Israel. Israel in the time that we have dominion over Eretz Israel.
When we're living in Eretz Israel, but once we're sent out of Eretz Israel, so I can't tell you what that means for 2011. I don't know if today it's back or not. I'm not
it's
exactly
interesting,
sure.
Nobody. At the very beginning, you said that it was because of the behavior of the Egyptians, and nobody suggests that because there are no longer Egyptians there, it's not a problem.
No one yet, but okay. So, but we have Maran Makom 15 on the next page, right? So the Tzitz Eliezer brings down this Shel Shuvos Dai Hashev. The Bizman Hazet Nifbalu Lagamre Amitzim Akadmonim. There's none of them Egyptians around anymore, and so we have the very moral. The moral people of Tahrir Square. The Azul Kol Toavos. There's no Toavos over there, except for Facebook, apparently. Asher Hayu, Osim Mitzrayim, you make Kedem, Mutter Lishkom Ba. So it should be Mutter, and that's why there was Someh, the Hilos of Ismanazel, Adursham, and the Ramah himself lived there. The Tzitz Eliezer goes on to say that he doesn't agree with that, and he brings several rayas that the Makna do it inside, that it's not, that it can't be that it's the population. Because you see again from Alexandria that already was a new population at that point. Sancheriv already came with Mevavu the Yomos, and that didn't stand ground. And he says it's not really that. He brings down Svan to show that Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Canaan are the. Eretz Mitzrayim and Eretz Canaan, which is Eretz Yisrael, are two polar opposites. To whatever degree there's Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael that's desirable, why we want to live here, Mitzrayim is the complete polar opposite. Brooklyn's neutral, Lakewood's neutral, but you know there's this great makom of kedusha, and you see that contrast. The Torah seems to have that contrast that you can take the greatest people, you know, and we put them over there. It's going to be negative for them. And the other places in Chosar don't have that koach, but this does. So.
So he's saying it's the nature of the land, not the people.
It's the nature of the land, right? That Tzitz Eliezer doesn't like that answer. Two more points. Tzitz Eliezer brings down. He wants to say, so why did the Rav Mataka sign it that way? If assuming the Margolis Hayam's criticisms don't hold up, he said it's not sitting there doing confession. It's not a, you know, there's no a confession over here, but he's basically he was able to sumich on the Rambam, but he was the Ritva, right? The Rambam could sumich on the Ritva that today doesn't apply, or maybe some of the other reasons that we would have in time of Golos doesn't apply, etc. Right? He was just kvetching. And it's only the seed of Golos, like the Ritva brings down. It's because we're in Golos that we're here. So he's like bemoaning that fact. As a raya for the Ritva, listen how the teaches the following pasuk: Ubawa obdim eretz asher v'nidachem eretz Mitzrayim. Right? What does that mean? Tana lomar shebau sham beheter, because they were nidachem b'chol kitzvei aretz. Right? Ubahu aobdim me'aretz asher v'nidachem me'aretz Mitzrayim. They were bau, they came beheter because right. Okay. So there's one more thing. There's the issur to live in. It's possible issur to live in Spain as well. Okay.
After the Inquisition.
So the Tzitzit Ezra discusses this.
The chayrim
that they were not.
I think that was for 500 years.
So no one knows any information. Since the other day, I brought it down, it's on the last sheet, you can take it home and look at it, I underlined the key part. At first he says, well, anyone who looks into this issue knows that there's nothing written on it, right? Except for the Sister Eliezer, which he's writing right now. Okay, there's nothing written on it, and he says, if we don't know whether it was only on themselves, whether it was only on themselves and their children, maybe it was even extended further to the people who were of their nation who were not there right then, but it didn't extend to further generations. And we don't know what the scope of the issue. We have no details on it at all, and there's no information. However, he says if there's such a strong kol pasuk in the Sephardi community about this issur that you can't just blow it off, and the fact that we don't know details about it just means that there's less heterodox possibly. And he brings down a couple of rais. One of the most interesting rais is a certain gadol's name is Toledano. He says the mukkar named Toledano was Toleda. No, don't live in Toledo, right? And the rabbi said that Toledo no is the mukkar of his name, right? No in Spanish is like no in English. And there's other rayas over there that there might still be an issur. He says also another thing is like, well, why are you picking on Spain? This is in Havamino. He's noted to Aser to live in Spain. That's his note to Aser. At the end, he sort of like stops and doesn't say Lesikum. He just ends on that side and seems like that's where he landed. But he says, there was no issur to go to Germany. They were certainly worse than the Spaniards, to us, and so maybe we shouldn't be minding when we have no information about it, etc. What's interesting is my father told me that in his family they made some kind of issur for the family, I guess, to return to Poland after the war. So it helped a very large damage to our family in Poland. So that's the sugya in a nutshell. Thank you for your.
So I mean,
yeah.